COVID was caused by a virus that from the very beginning had telltale signs that it was made in a laboratory.
Right.
And I've studied this very intensively over the last 4 years because I chaired a global commission about these issues. The CIA finally said what is true, which is that this virus came out of a lab. What they didn't tell you, and what's quite important, is that it almost surely was made in a U.S. laboratory,
Oh boy.
not in a Chinese laboratory. It may have been tested in a Chinese laboratory, but it was made in a U.S. laboratory, probably in the University of North Carolina, by the way, just to mention. We have a lot to learn, but there's a lot of trail about this. It's awful. And it was hidden by the Biden administration. This decision by the CIA director to make this statement is a kind of partial step because it was said that it's, yes, probably out of a lab, but China. Okay, that's convenient. But the truth is, it was probably out of a lab made by US scientists and perhaps sent to China for testing. One very good theory is that the Wuhan facility has a colony of a specific kind of bat population that the US scientists wanted to use for testing this new virus because they wanted to see whether these bats in China would be susceptible to this newly concocted virus. But there's a big trail of evidence. In the end, it's not going to be the CIA, it's going to be the FBI, if they ever get on this to crack this case, because this is an inside US job, and it wouldn't be so hard to find out. Probably they know. University of North Carolina, by the way, has been sued for 2020 and 2019, especially emails. They're holding off releasing 2019 emails. The University of North Carolina, are you kidding? They should be the first to say, in the public interest, we release everything so that we can understand what happened. They're holding these emails secretly and fighting nonstop to keep them from public scrutiny. And that's unbelievable. We do need to find out what happened. There's good reason to believe that Tony Fauci funded extraordinarily reckless, dangerous research that went awry.